has taken. All you know is you're in the redhead's arms, and she's bringing your head between her breasts. So big, so pretty. They're bigger than the other girls, though smaller than the matron's, and you find yourself comparing the long, thick, nubby nipples of the matron. But what you're comparing is the relaxed way they drift naturally, moving to and fro when she leans in. Oh, she just grabbed your hands and touched the rings. A ringing tone like a finger on the edge of a wine glass. The bead in the back of your mind. Touching your rings is like touching your nipples. Like touching between your legs. So sensitive and shiny. Yes, shiny. Your mind is drawn to the ring. So even when the matron pulls her hands away, the viewpoint of your brain is on your rings, and they're all you can think of. They're even all you can think of when the redhead behind you moves a moistened finger against your rear entrance and begins to massage. It's like she's playing music on your body. Buzzing, hazy, pink light has covered your eyes now. You can see a little bit of pink light being cast onto the matron's belly, her smooth belly when you look up. You barely manage to look away from the ring, but you're distracted enough to do so. Dazzled in the moment, you see how much jewelry she's wearing. You realize you've just got two rings, and you feel a moment's desirous envy, but then you realize you get something better than just more jewelry. You get the beautiful women contained in them, so pretty, so close. The matron places a hand on your head and begins scrubbing her fingertips against your scalp, a gentle massage that makes you tingle, tingling all over. You focus on her hand. You know there's something you should probably do. You know there's something that it'd be nice to do, but it's hard to find that thought inside your head. You bite your lip a little in pleasure as you feel your ass being poked. The tip of the redhead's cock is there, but somehow mere physical pleasure is a secondary concern. You know that cock and pussy and warm breasts will come to you if you're patient. If you're giggly and cute, and you are giggly and cute, something about this moment reassures you that your empty brain will lure in all the cock you could want, all the wet dripping pussy you could want, if you just relax and keep touching. The matron has reminded you she takes your hands and brings them between your legs, so you stimulate yourself, and that makes your ass relax more behind you. But there was something you were trying to think of as the matron uses her other hand to just scrub your scalp. You're warm, and the two rings are on your body, and everything is so complicated, and it's so pink inside your head. Oh, right. You managed to find the thought. You should thank her. You should thank her for pinning you down. Thank her for pushing you back helpfully so that your ass suddenly squeezes around the redhead's cock, taking it inside, slipping it in to help massage you deep inside. Your ass clenching, clenching, clenching. The redhead moans and presses her breasts to either side of your head. The matron says, "Isn't that better, dear? See?" And then she reaches down and grabs your ass so her breasts are right in your face. You notice that she's got little rings, almost invisible in the tips of her nipples, tiny purple stones. They must be there for her own purposes because they're barely visible unless you're right up against them, but they're a little bit pink as she gets close to you. It's like when she brings her gems close to you, they get all that happy pinkness in them. So what you should do is open your mouth, grab one of her nipples, and you do. The slow suction. She moans. She giggles like she can't help it because you're pushing the pink into her. But then your ass clenches because the matron grabs each cheek and pushes it closed tight around the red length inside you, the redhead's cock dripping in you. You feel how horny she is as she just moves gently. There's just an inch or two, but that's all you need. Enough to massage just the right places. And you're touching yourself with a big breast against your face. All you can see is the pretty, smooth, moisturized skin of the matron, and she holds you tight against her, reaching her hands up to scrub your scalp again. As you lick and massage, the circuit created by those rings is so joyously, splendidly enacted. It fills your head and makes you just clench your ass around that cock, makes you harder and drippier. There's glimmering as she moves her breast away from your face, the matron. The redhead is pressing your face into her cleavage, while the back of your head and neck, so you lean back on her like a pillow, grasped against her body, rolling your hips. You're still touching, but the matron in front of you has begun to dance. She's swaying, her arms out to either side as she moves her breasts to and fro, as she wiggles what passes for hips on a snake woman, as her long hair sways in a breeze that isn't there, as everything seems oh so slowed down. You love this. You're just so compatible, dear. She leans over, the pink on your body in your brain. Then you hear something.